Sanders' advisor warns of alarming trends that could lead to Biden's defeat. Now, one of the reasons that Fiorella Isabel staged a coup in the biggest Bernie Sanders Facebook group was because of sheepdogging. On her show and on Jimmy Dore's show, she said that Jeff Weaver and Chuck Rocha have sold out. One thing I'll give them is they seem to actually want Joe Biden to beat Donald Trump. I think these guys, Jeff Weaver, Chuck Rocha, and Christo here, still believe that Biden might be able to defeat Donald Trump and that that would be a good thing for one evil dude to defeat another evil dude. Jeff Weaver and Chuck Rocha are working actively to get Biden elected, so they actually do want to defeat Donald Trump. As I said yesterday, Barack Obama and the deep state and the other controlled opposition diehard career Democrats, they don't have really any intention of trying to defeat Donald Trump. They are merely trying to preserve Obama's legacy. The problem I have with those who have gone over to the Biden side because they honestly wanted to defeat Donald Trump is not just that they're supporting a rapist, but it's also that American workers are never going to get anywhere this way if we go with incremental corporate sock puppet Democrats. It's only from a place of privilege that we can keep propping up corporate sock puppets. So the people that keep trying to herd us back into that corrupt sheep pen, I call sheepdogs. And the worst problem I have with sheepdogs is that they keep trying to get us back into a corrupt fold that has never given a shit about the American worker. What we really need right now is true leadership, whether it's from within a party or not, that will get the American workers riled up enough to go stomping on top of all of the corporate people who are in between them and what they want, and what they desperately need for their families. Biden is never going to organize crippling labor strikes or active protesters. So that's why I look askance at anybody who's trying to get us to vote for Biden for any reason.
This piece notes that while a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters are saying they're going to vote for Joe, there's a lot of them that aren't, and even those that say they are planning to vote for Biden aren't at all enthusiastic about it. And that means that they might not be the type of person that will 100% actually get out to the polls in November, and they certainly won't be the sort of people to knock on doors, to make phone calls, to put up lawn signs, to donate their few extra dollars at the end of the month. All the things you need to win really close elections, and all the things that they did for Bernie Sanders. You know, all that volunteer work, the donations, all of the, you know, extra little bits of effort beyond just saying, I support a candidate. And I think that the Biden campaign, despite making some small efforts, hasn't done what it's clearly going to take to win over Bernie people.
Mark my words, Christo. Biden and his people don't even intend to campaign. You remember Hillary forgetting to campaign in Wisconsin. I don't think Biden is going to campaign anywhere, really. Christo is offering advice to Biden and his camp as though they actually want to defeat Donald Trump. I don't think Christo is a nefarious person. I just think he's painfully naive.
Now, I think there's going to be some Bernie people that will not go with Biden. I think the Tara Reid story alone has meant that a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters will not back Joe Biden. They can't support Donald Trump or Joe Biden, given their record of how they've involved themselves with women in subordinate positions to them. And that simple reality can't be washed away for some Bernie Sanders supporters.
What I would like you to say here, Christo, is that you're one of those people, that you absolutely can't vote for a rapist because you've already said that you believe Tara Reid. And if you believe Tara Reid, you have to also say, and I can't in good conscience vote for Joe Biden. So the first requirement for you to pass the sniff test for sheepdogs is for you to say, no, I will under no circumstances vote for a rapist. I'm not hearing you say that.
But if you put that aside, and I'm not saying you should, but if you do put it aside, Biden needs to fundamentally commit to the core policies that Bernie Sanders ran on. It's not even really about Bernie. A lot of people outside the Bernie movement misunderstood what the Bernie Sanders movement really was. You know, there was this narrative, I'm sure that you guys saw it during the campaign, where people would call us a cult. that we were the Bernie Sanders cult. We were the Bernie bro cult. And that no matter what Bernie Sanders did, we would do it uncritically. We would follow him uncritically. If he told us to jump off a bridge, you'd see millions of Bernie bros jumping off bridges. But that's not the case. What we've seen is that a lot of people give real credence to what Bernie Sanders says, but the movement was never just about him. Of course, it was Bernie who said, not me, us. I'm a part of this movement, but the movement is not just about getting Bernie to the White House. It's not just about getting Bernie in this one particular office. It's about transforming the social, political, and economic reality of the United States and really the world. And that's what the Not Me, Us movement was about. And so now that Bernie has suspended his campaign, he's endorsed Biden and he's implored his supporters to go with Biden. And he's even worked with Biden to set up task forces that include some progressives. They include Premier Jayapal and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and many others. People just assume, well, Joe Biden's done all he needs to do. He's meaningfully incorporated Bernie Sanders into his campaign, certainly more than Hillary Clinton ever did. And I think that's probably a fair claim to make. Like Biden or hate him, and I'm probably more on the hate Biden camp, the fact is he's done more than Clinton ever did to reach out to Bernie Sanders.
Why would you even say that, though, even if it's true? So you say you hate Biden, but you're also saying that he's done more than Hillary ever did to bring Bernie people into his camp. I'm not sure why you'd say that. I'm watching you closely and sniffing.
You can think it's disingenuous, but he did it. You know what I mean? And I think that a lot of people assume Biden's done it. Now the people that are in the Bernie camp, the Bernie Sanders movement, now they have no reason to oppose Biden. But the fact is, we were with Bernie more because we liked the policies than the guy himself, at least most of us. And so these task forces, they're not enough. It's not enough to simply have a task force where the left has to beg for scraps from the Biden campaign. It's not enough to simply have Bernie Sanders say, I think you should vote for Joe Biden. Joe's a decent man. It's not enough to say that, you know, good people, legitimately good people, are on these task forces. Therefore, Biden's reaching out to the left.
Now, let's stop a minute and talk about these supposedly good people on these task forces. In my book, Good People Don't Roll Over, when Mama Bear Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and Mitchie McConnell tell them that they are not going to get anything from the stimulus bill, at least not for American workers. The corporations got plenty, but what did the American workers get? Squat. And if they didn't stand up and deny the corporatists the relief for the corporations and to save the stock market at the beginning, they never were going to get that. How do you call them good people if they won't stand up to the corporatists in Congress? Nobody had to vote for that first wave of trillions of dollars that went to bail out corporations. Any one of them could have held the corporatists hostage.
We need steadfast commitments. Because again, it's not about Bernie. It's not just about, hey, Bernie Sanders said do this, and therefore we're going to do this. Bernie from 4 years ago made it extremely clear that he is going to endorse the presumptive nominee. He endorsed Hillary Clinton, and that he's going to ask his supporters to go with Hillary and go with Biden. But ultimately, the decision from those supporters is their own. And the responsibility about bringing those supporters along rests with the actual candidate and their campaign and their platform and their worldview and their philosophy. Bernie.
So you're telling us that Biden's platform and his campaign and his worldview and his philosophy are worth our support? Now, I'm not saying you're saying that, but I'm watching you and listening to you. And if that's what it seems like, then you don't pass the sniff test.
He can only do so much because, as Bernie has said multiple times, again, it's not about Bernie, and this isn't a cult, and he will not dictate to his supporters. He can't control them, and he's not really going to try to control them. And so we need to actually see real commitment, Medicare for all, and a Green New Deal. if Biden can meaningfully implement those policies into his platform, he will win over the vast majority of Bernie Sanders supporters.
That's the dangerous part. He's telling Biden what he can do to win over the vast majority of Bernie Sanders supporters, which means that the vast majority of Bernie Sanders supporters would stay within the Democratic fold, trusting that a Green New Deal and Medicare for All would be implemented by the DNC. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I think he's saying right here. I think he said it plainly.
Some of them won't go with him because they don't trust him. Some of them won't go with him because of Tara Reid. But he will win over the vast majority of Bernie people. And the people that are with him right now but are unenthusiastic might well gain a bit of enthusiasm. And there's been reports from Bernie Sanders people, but also from folks outside the Bernie movement, at least directly, saying Biden's got three weak points: young people, progressives, and Latinos. And those were all groups that Bernie Sanders dominated with in the election. Bernie did very well. It's the reason he had such a big victory in Nevada. It's a reason why even in states where Bernie lost quite heavily, he was winning people under 30, under 40, sometimes under 45. It's a reason why people who identified as on the left were almost always with Bernie Sanders and almost never with Joe Biden, at least when the primaries were competitive, you know, before Super Tuesday. That's the fact here. Joe Biden needs to reach those people, and getting Bernie alone is never going to be enough. And I think this is a lesson the Biden wing, the corporate Democrat wing, the institutional mainstream media wing, they don't get it. They assumed we were a Borg. They assumed that we would just follow Bernie no matter what. And the truth is, folks need more. They need more. Now, Biden has a choice to make. Biden might well say, I don't want to make those policy decisions. I am serving my corporate masters, and I am a dutiful servant to my corporate masters, and I will not back a Green New Deal or Medicare for All, even if it helps me win. Or Biden might say, look, I could back these policies, but I feel, and he could be wrong, I think he is, that if I do that, I'll gain progressives, but I'll lose more moderates. It's better for me to, you know, not count on progressives and hope they vote for me and, you know, focus instead on winning, you know, wealthy, upper middle class, suburban white women.
The Weintraub voters. But I think the Weintraub voters want to defeat Donald Trump so badly that they would even get behind Bernie. And polling bears that out. I don't think Biden is going to have any trouble keeping the Weintraub moms in his camp.
You know, with college degrees. The people who often voted Republican but are becoming more and more Democrat. And I want to focus on getting those people to vote and vote for me. But if he makes that choice, then he cannot blame progressives for not voting for him. He can't make that move. So, to sum, what I'm trying to say is Bernie Sanders has endorsed Joe Biden, and there's been a lot of institutional intermingling with the task forces and all of this and all of that and all of the Bernie live streams where he's talking about Biden and each and every one. But the Bernie movement is very different than Bernie Sanders. And if Biden wants the latter, it needs to be about more than just having the former tell his supporters what to do. Bring us Medicare for All and a Green New Deal, and people will move behind you. If you don't bring that, then forget about getting the left, and it could cost you in November.
Christo is still an admin in that huge Bernie group that kicked the rest of the radicals out. Christo, for some reason, survived the purge. Christo is a little more reasonable than some of us. Christo is a lot more reasonable than a few of us. But if Christo still passes muster with David Bullock and John Stevenson, I'm not sure if he's on the good guy team. This is the reply I wrote underneath this video. Biden's blood pact with Obama will never allow him to implement Medicare for All. That messes with the Obama legacy. Biden's blood pact with his donors also would never allow it. You are dreaming if you think the deep state would ever release Biden's testicles from their iron grip. What you are proposing would simply lead to more disillusionment and frustration for women, young people, minorities, LGBTQ+, transgender folks, and most importantly, the working poor. Our environment will be doomed with his F-minus environmental scorecard grade. There is absolutely no reason to trust a lifelong establishment shill slash corporate sock puppet like Biden. I'm suspicious of anyone who is still trying to make some sort of deal with Bernie supporters to support such a candidate, rape allegations notwithstanding. The most you could ever hope for is to get Biden to pay lip service to Medicare for All and a Green New Deal. He might say he has a plan for that. But at the end of the day, he still is part of the controlled opposition who intends not to do anything substantive for workers and blame Republicans for the lack of results. He still is part of the Republican-Democratic duopoly that merely provides cover for itself by blaming the other head of the two-headed snake. Christo, you are beginning to fail the sheepdog sniff test. So the question I'd like to see you answer on camera is, do you really believe that Joe Biden would ever do the kinds of things that you're talking about? Would he ever do what's necessary to get a Green New Deal passed, or would he ever do what's necessary to get single-payer Medicare for All? I don't think you could say that with a straight face. I think you'd have to admit that Biden is never, ever, ever going to fight for those things. And those things will never, ever happen without a fight. A bloody, brutal fight. So if you don't believe Biden is ever going to do those things, why would you tell Biden what he would have to do to get a vast majority of Bernie people to join him? That's what a sheepdog does. If we're ever going to win this fight, we have to get leaders who are willing to stand up to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitch McConnell. I'm not seeing anyone who's really succeeding at that right now, so I don't know if we can have any leaders going forward other than ourselves. There are people piling into the street right now because they're tired of quarantines. And yes, they're misguided, but if we ever are going to get Medicare for All and a Green New Deal, we'd have to look and act like they are looking and acting. One thing's for sure, we're never going to get it if we vote for people like Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or either of the Bushes or Ronald Reagan. It's just not going to happen that way. We need to stop voting for corporate shills. Yes, Obama is a corporate shill. Duh. Yes, Bill Clinton is a corporate shill. Yes, Ronald Reagan, obviously, and the Bushes. Even Jimmy Carter, in some ways, was a corporate shill. Even FDR was somewhat of a corporate shill. We have to get something completely new. We need to take the plutocrats clear the fuck out of power. That's what we need to be telling our listeners and viewers. Weak tea isn't going to cut it anymore. Weak tea has never cut it. We need to rise up, and we're never going to rise up behind anybody like Joe fucking Biden.